London lobbies against cuts to jobs and services. Paula Mitchell, London Socialist Party. In Tower Hamlets on the 17th of February, a second People's Budget meeting is being held jointly between the Trade Unionist and Socialist Coalition and the Tower Hamlets Independent Group of Councillors. Following a successful first forum, people have been signing petitions and filling out consultation sheets to say they want no cuts in Tower Hamlets. Labour Mayor John Biggs is proposing savage cuts to the tune of £31 million, including cruel closures such as the incontinence laundry service and school trips to a rural study centre, when they have £71 million in the bank. Service users, TUSC supporters and Socialist Party members are campaigning for a no-cuts budget amendment to be put to the council meeting on the 24th of February, which local trade unionists and service users will lobby to back up the speakers against cuts inside. Around London there are meetings taking place to argue for no-cuts budgets, from Ealing Against Cuts to Hackney TUSC to Socialist Party-hosted meetings in Newham and Waltham Forest. And these are followed by lobbies of the budget-setting meetings. Combined, Labour councils have billions in reserves, yet they are slashing youth and children's services, libraries and other vital services. All over London, people are asking, if Jeremy Corbyn won the leadership of the Labour Party on an anti-cuts platform, why don't Labour councillors make a stand and vote no cuts? Join the London lobbies call on councillors not to vote for cuts. Greenwich 17 and the 24th of February, Newham the 22nd of February, Ealing the 23rd of February, Lewisham the 24th of February, Tower Hamlets the 24th of February, Camden the 29th of February, Hackney the 2nd of March, Waltham Forest the 3rd of March,